The Vikings. By AD 660, most of England had adopted the Christian faith. There were monasteries and convents all over the country. In 793, a monastery on the island of Lindisfarne, off the Northumberland coast, was attacked and looted by people who had crossed the North Sea. The Vikings from Scandinavia had arrived, and they stayed, ruling parts of Britain for nearly 300 years. Who were they? The Vikings lived in Denmark, Sweden and Norway over 1,000 years ago. In those days, it was hard to find good farmland. The oldest son in the family usually inherited all the land, so many young men left the country, sailing across the seas in search of land and adventure. Often, they raided what they came across. The Vikings were great seafarers, and their wooden ships were well constructed, so they were not damaged by storms. The biggest ships were called longships or dragon ships, and it was these vessels they used on expeditions abroad. They attacked cities and towns all over Europe, in fact. The longships were very shallow, and that was an important advantage when they needed to navigate shallow rivers. The vessels were decorated with a carved dragon's head to scare the enemy. It's very possible, though, that the enemy was absolutely terrified just at the sight of these fierce-looking savages. Viking words. We all know that the English language influences other languages. But did you know that the Norwegian language has influenced the English language? The Vikings brought with them words that soon became part of the English vocabulary. Egg, window and husband are just some examples. Did you know this about the Vikings? They founded Dublin, the capital of Ireland. They were not only warriors and raiders, but also merchants. They made their own coins. The Viking Age came to an end around AD 1100.